A year that nobody could have predicted, the economic devastation brought on by the extensive national lockdown in 2020 has left more and more South African businesses in need of desperate rescue. Well, that's according to Toby Jordan, who is the head of the business rescue restructuring and insolvency at law firm Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, who says that there won't be enough business rescue practitioners to cater to the predicted influx in demand. He says that 2020 already put a massive strain on business rescue as a practice in South Africa. Khosing Gaiseng, director in the dispute resolution practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, joins us now on the line to unpack this. Khosi, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to Africa Midday.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you to all your listeners as well.
Khosi, talk to us about the rise of business rescue in South Africa and how it's likely to evolve in the coming years.
It's a fairly new concept. And when I say new, I'm talking about 10 years or so. It was first introduced in our current Companies Act, the 2008 Act, and the business rescue provisions we find in Chapter 6 of the Act, which came into effect on the 1st of May 2011. And basically, what the definition of business rescue is, the Act says that it's a process which is designed to facilitate the rehabilitation of financially distressed companies. And firstly, where there is a reasonable prospect of rescuing the company, returning it back to solvency by restructuring its affairs. And if that's not possible, by some way trying to achieve a better return for creditors than if a company were to be liquidated at the same time. At first, we saw that there was quite a very slow uptake to the process, but I think it's mostly because of just lack of knowledge. There were some sort of negative perceptions around the process as well, because people kind of saw it more as a prequel to liquidation. But I think over the years, people have realized that there are lots of benefits in actually adopting the process. I think of courts have come to have really assisted as developing the legislation, because as you'd imagine, that it being quite a new piece of legislation, there was a lot of gray areas. And we've seen lots of court judgments, some of which, right now you read about in the papers, which have really assisted in helping the industry evolve and for people really just to, I guess, feel a bit more comfortable with the process as well.
Hold that thought. I'm interested in finding out about, looking at the state of distress when it comes to business rescue in the country. What are some of the alternatives that are available for companies at this time?
So the only other alternative, is either you're going to do a restructure. So firstly, let's just put business rescue aside. It is possible as well for the company to do what we call a voluntary or a sort of more informal turnaround process. And this is really entails the board or the management of the company engaging with their creditors in trying to find a workable solution, perhaps in negotiating a compromise of the company's debts. This is normally a bit cheaper, much faster, but very important is that there must be a very good relationship between the creditors and the board for this process to succeed. Other than that, then, it's liquidation. But as you can just imagine, that's got very far wide-reaching consequences, because it really entails that the business is closing down.
Let's talk a little bit about what needs to be done then if business rescue is to succeed in this year.
I think very, very important, and this is something that we've been preaching for years, is that the board of directors need to take action very, very quickly. Often what we find is that they come to us as attorneys for advice, and by that time, the horse is sort of already bolted. And you find that what they do, they really kind of hold on to the business, and they try to sort of, ride the wave and see if they can sort of turn it around themselves. But then by the time they, talk to business rescue practitioners and lawyers, it's normally too late. So I think doing it quite early is very, very important, because there is actually still something to rescue. So I think that's probably the most important thing at the moment, I would say.
Fantastic. Khosi, for people who'd like to learn a little bit more or even consult with your firm, how do they do that?
You can reach us. We've got a very, very comprehensive website where you'll find all our service offerings. That's www.cliff-hawkmayer.com. You'll see all our different practice areas, and as well as the specific practice area that I operate in, which is the business rescue and insolvency area. And there's quite a few articles that we put up. You'll be able to find them on the website as well. And then, of course, you know, our numbers are on there as well. If somebody wants to speak to us, you're more than welcome to contact us.
Fantastic. Khosi, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you. And thank you so much for also educating us around this. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
That was Khosi Ngaisenk, who is the director in the dispute resolution practice at law firm Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, who's joining us on the line, bringing the time to 25 minutes after 1 o'clock. Stay with us.